She loosened her grip a fraction. You're less than an animal to them. A piece of equipment. So tell me where Skywalker and the Hutt are. I've got no personal grievance with you or your men. There was only one answer he was obliged to give as a prisoner of war.
Rex, Captain, 501st Legion, number CC7567.
Ventress tightened her grip a notch. They don't deserve your loyalty, soldier. When are you going to realize that?
Rex, Captain.
He was trained to resist interrogation. He focused on that, shutting out her threats and cajoling exactly as he'd been taught.
501st Legion, number CC7567.
When you've served your purpose, they'll leave you to rot and die like they left my master. And he was one of their own, a Jedi. How much do you think Skywalker cares about a chattel like you? When you're too broken to use, he can get another one just like you, right away.
Rex, Captain, 501st Legion, number CC7567.
He tried to look past Ventress and fix on a point in the wall behind her, to escape mentally to another place. He focused on getting out alive. He focused on getting his remaining men out alive. He focused on everything except the words coming out of her mouth, because those were her real weapons. A far greater danger than her lightsabers or violent force powers. When he accidentally caught her eyes, they were disturbingly pale, blue, obsessed. She loathed the Republic and Jedi in particular. It was written all over her face. She meant every word. She hurt deep down. They'd made a devoted enemy of her somehow. She wasn't an opportunistic criminal. She was...
No, stop. That's all part of her game.
They'll leave you when it suits them, clone. Her voice was now softer, conspiratorial. We're all the same to them, you see. Even those of us with force powers. We're all expendable when it suits them. Help me crush them now before they end up getting you all killed. Rex jerked his eyes from hers. Part of him was playing his own game to buy some time. But part of him was disturbed by the way her words somehow struck an unwelcome chord.
Jedi can do this. Seen it done. Mind influence. Only works on the weak-minded, they say. Well, I ain't, and I'm ready for you, sister.
Rex, Captain, 501st Legion, number CC7567.
Ventress leaned in. Her nose was a hand's breadth from his. His throat felt bruised and raw, but on the inside rather than the outside.
You will contact Skywalker now. You will tell him you've held the droids. You will ask for his position.
Rex could do that slight defocus and clear his mind. It was just a basic concentration technique for getting him through a tough time, but it convinced Ventress well enough that he was a naive, trusting, suggestible pawn. And of course, she didn't know how he normally spoke to his general. She slackened her grip on him, and he tapped the comlink control on his forearm plate, still apparently in that calm, unresisting state.
Anakin, come in,
he said, putting on his best I'm not Rex at all voice.
We've held the droids, sir. What is your location?